This album right here blew up the music world on Friday. Out of nowhere, the Crutchfield sisters, Katie and Allison, teamed up for a new album. They are called Snowcaps, which I hated when I was little. If I tried one again, maybe my mind has changed. But anyways, this one has MJ Lenderman and Brad Cook on it. Kind of a little indie twang super group, although it leans more towards that 90s alt rock, which the Crutchfield sisters and Waxahachie, especially in her earlier days, was much more making music in that vein, I would say. She kind of become the queen of certain Americana, indie twang. Some people saying like the kind of heiress to Lucinda Williams style. But this one gets back into that 90s alt rock, which is also very much in vogue right now. And this song hits very hard. Heathcliff, still inspiring musicians to this day. Here is Snowcaps.
Call me the long-haired cat in your window. Wait for you to get back. I don't miss you. I don't think about us. It might be nothing. It's just kind of serendipitous. I'm running through traffic, nailing up the pennant. I'm working your name into every other sentence.
single from Courtney Marie Andrews. Always the incredible, unique voice. You can tell when Courtney Marie Andrews is singing, but a little bit of a different direction. New singles called Keeper from an upcoming album, Valentine, due out in January, early on in 2026. Kind of getting into a little bit more of like an art pop sound. For a while, very much had known for these very beautiful, kind of melancholic, understated Americana and country songs, but got a little more pop on her last album, and it seems like she's continuing to push out into new directions. Had the guitar slinging bombino before that, Tim Tar, Memories, so the English translation of that title, and Rat Boys and Snowcaps, kicking off that set with Heathcliff and Anywhere. Coming up, we will be checking in on the Bel Air Lip Balms, another band on the way for you here on Headwaters that I would say draw a little bit from some different alternative rock styles from the past. Going to fit in some Antibolus as well. Still in 15 minutes, I will be chatting with Kelly Smith from Brainerd. Had her on before as a folk musician about her music. Now she's helping out with the Grassroots Concert Series. So a little bit of a different topic for her, but looking forward to share that info with you. Their next show is this Friday. Kelly Hunt will be at the long-running folk music series down in Nisswa. So stay tuned for that. It's People Powered Radio, KAXE. I'm your host, Malachi Coons. Support for this station comes from L&M Fleet Supply, carrying a variety of products for your next outdoor adventure with 13 locations across the Northland. More at lmsupply.com. Programming is also supported in part by MinSure, offering Minnesotans the opportunity to find discounts, compare private health plans, and see if they qualify for no-cost or low-cost insurance. Expert advice is also available. The enrollment deadline is December 18th for coverage starting January 1st. Information and enrollment are online at mnsure.org. Forecast tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the low 30s. Tomorrow, sunny, highs in the mid to upper 40s. Thursday, cloudy, highs in the mid 40s. Today, we should be reaching up into the mid 50s. Cloudy, there is a chance of rain this afternoon. And still seeing, looks like cloudy to partly cloudy skies across the region, up to 50 down to our south. A little cooler towards the range, 46 and 47 in Grand Rapids and in Bemidji. Do you love music and are you interested in becoming an on-air volunteer DJ at KAXE or KBXE? On-air volunteers are the lifeblood of our station, and our fall training is coming up Wednesday, November 12th here at KEXC in Grand Rapids, or in Bemidji at KBXC Thursday, November 13th. Both classes run 5:30 to 7. You only need to attend one of them. You can host from either place. If you aren't familiar with how this radio station works, whichever one you are closest to, email dgannon at kexc.org for more info or to confirm your attendance. And we're going to hear a little Blaze Foley song about the day that it is today, Election Day. Another reminder, 13 school districts in rural northern Minnesota are asking residents to support referendums and special elections this year. The news team has gathered information on these referendums and details for you on how to vote. Find it at kaxe.org.
Man, please don't take my stuff. They're cost me a $20 bill and probably ain't enough to get me through election day. Didn't I hear you say it's all right, it's all right? Wouldn't even weigh a thing, it's hardly worth your time. And my luck's been bad, the telephone just kept my only dime, and there might be a burglary. Why don't you just go and see? I'll be all right, I'll be all right.
Some freewheeling watcher shooting marbles in the sky, holding your ears between their fingers, watching it burn till the fire dies. Why is it heroic to untether? How is a lonesome holy grail? And if we really come, couldn't I find myself in jail? Oh, keeper, how I love you. I love you and you and you. And returning to myself is such a lonely thing to do. But it's the only thing to do. Is it evolving, turning inward? Oh, what an easy way to be. Only kneeling at the altar of the great and mighty me. Let me break myself apart. Instead, the gospel without words. Oh, my darlings, how I love you. I love you and you and you. And returning to myself is such a lonely thing to do. But it's the only thing to do. No honor in the pilgrimage until a soul returns to hold another's hand, and then, and only then, it learns that life is like a stone, only skipping for a time. It'll never see the other side. And I was born to love you. I love you and you and you. Oh, returning to myself is such a lonely thing to do. Returning to myself is just returning me. You.
You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
T-Ballas are back. Brand new album called Hourglass. That is the title track. Played kind of a abbreviated version for you here on Headwaters. There is nearly 2 minutes of this slowly unfurling kind of psychedelic jazz buildup before they get into that Afrobeat groove. Whole album is such a vibe. Great to throw on. Pretty much I can think of cooking, throwing a party. There's even some very kind of like smooth moments. Could throw it on in the morning as well. Always been an Antiballas fan. They went fully instrumental on this new one. Also yesterday, I found out that DJ Dang got to interview Martin Perna, the leader of the Antiballas band in a different life when he was a pirate radio station DJ down in the Twin Cities. You can hear more about that when you listen to Spin That-ish this Thursday here on Headwaters. I'm Malachi Coons. Be with you until 11 o'clock. In just a moment, you'll hear an interview with Kelly Smith. Now, we also had Brandi Carlile there, the title track to her new record, Returning It to Myself. I didn't watch it, but Kari just told me she had a wonderful SNL performance the other night, tore it up, so I'm going to have to check that out when I get off. If you watched it, let me know what your thoughts were. 218-326-1234. And we started off our set Election Day from Blaze Foley, recorded at home. As you can hear, dogs barking, kids playing. And he was part of an answer to our kind of unique green cheese we did last week during our member drive appreciation. Folks got to hear a little bit of a song, and he was who Lucinda Williams was singing about. It is 10:32. Support for KEXE comes from Dale's Auto Body, serving the auto body needs of Grand Rapids and surrounding communities since 1984, performing auto body and collision repair as well as auto glass replacement. Dedicated to getting you back on the road after an accident. More information at Dale's Auto Body. INC.com. Support also comes from the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association, dedicated to conserving the rich ecological landscape of Minnesota, offering memberships, educational camps, and habitat projects. More information available at mndeerhunters.com. Going back to the Antiballas song, should bring back hourglasses, different forms of timekeeping. I think I need to get myself like a when you have a board game, you might have like a minute one or something like that. I want to get a really big one to have in my house. That's probably expensive. But anyways, I digress. You are listening to Headwaters here on KAXE. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Andrew DeZingle will be your host for On the River, a great mix of folk, rock, jazz, blues, and world music. And then tonight, your host is Sarah Serra. I also forgot to mention when we did our slice of green cheese, that's every weekday at 9:45. And then on Saturdays, of course, for a long, long time, 2 hours of hilarity, green cheese trivia. Julie Crabb, your host this weekend. Tune in for that from 7 to 9. And Kayla and Ashley, after that, are hosting a hip-hop R&B special, KAXE After Dark, every Saturday night from 9 until midnight. Right now on Headwaters, we are joined by Kelly Smith. Now, normally when we're talking to Kelly, the last couple of times we had you in the studio to play some of your music. When your EP came out, we also got to talk to you. But this time around, you're kind of on a new artistic endeavor, which is really cool to see. So Kelly is the new artistic director of the long-running Grassroots Concert Series, which has been a really great showcase of folk music and a place for live music to happen in Minnesota since the late 80s. So really cool to see it going on. And Kelly, we got a lot to talk about as far as this lineup coming up in these next few weeks and a little bit of everything. But right off the bat, I just wanted to start it off with, how does it feel to for you to be taking on, you're still very involved in the arts, but you're kind of, you've been the musician for a while. Now you're sort of on the other side of it. How's it going?
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Yes.
But you know, it's been a nice work to shift into, and it only happens. So our shows, happen. We have a fall season and a spring season. So things get really intense for a while and then it'll die down again. So, it's going great for me because, you know, one of the things as a touring artist, that, you know, just in the people I've met and the conversations I've had with them, like, oh, well, you know, where can I come play in your hometown? And, you know, I used to fuss and complain about that a little because I, you know, I don't know. And then when I discovered the Grassroots Concert Series, it was because they brought me in as an artist in 2023. And I just thought it was the cutest thing. So it was like, well, you can come play Grassroots. So I've been looking for some way to sort of, you know, stimulate the arts, like scene, I guess, in the Brainerd Lakes area, and you know, just sort of create community. And I was just looking for opportunities, and nothing was really, I don't know, nothing made sense for me. And so when I found out that the Grassroots series was going to close its doors last year, I thought, well, this is the perfect fit for me, you know. So.
Yeah, we probably have a fair amount of listeners who are familiar with the space, who have been to shows, but I'm guessing we also have some people who have never been. So I was wondering if you could give us a little kind of history of the Grassroots series and then describe the space where these concerts take place.
Yeah, so these concerts started in 1988, that first year Spider John Kerner was on the lineup.
So cool.
And, you know, I think he'd been back to do the series maybe 10 to 12 times after that. They were kind of like living room concerts, and over the years the venue has changed, and so right now our venue is the Journey Church in Nisswa, Minnesota. Pretty cool. Like, I just think it's the cutest thing. Grassroots concerts, it's more of a community and a moment that happens than it is a music venue. So for example, the Journey Church, they just let us use their space for free. They just donate the space. And so Grassroots concerts is something that happens four times in the fall and four times in the spring, you know?
So we have, well, I guess before this lineup, you mentioned Spider John. I was looking at the website earlier, and there's some really cool photos on there. There's kind of a little photo gallery history. And it's really interesting to see just all the, you know, names that people would recognize who have rolled through this space, or this, not this specific space, but as you said, over the years.
Yeah, like, so, you know, there's Spider John, and then I think he came one time as Kerner, Ray, and Glover. So the trio, and, you know, Charlie Parr, and, we've had the Lowest Pair in, and Pieta Brown, Norman Blake. So if anybody is familiar with the
Ginseng the Sullivan. Soundtrack. I love
yeah.
that song.
Ramblin' Jack Elliott, Greg Brown. And then, you know, last year we had Eric Koskinen come in for our spring season. So it's kind of cool because, so one of the things I wanted to do with the booking of this, for this fall season is, you know, bring in repeat artists, you know, artists, veteran artists that have played the series a few times. And then bring in some people who will be new to Minnesota listeners. And so we've got a couple of those coming up. And then our final show of the season, well, and maybe we can pause and talk about the folk process if you want, but like Jack Clad is coming in, who was directly inspired by Spider John Kerner.
Well, I think that's a good time to go for it. So let's go through, you already had the Rowe Family Singers come through. So still three shows for this fall winter lineup. Who's coming to town?
Yeah. Okay, so going back to the Real Family Singers for just a second, I do want to say I would love to see these shows be more multi-generational. You know, we've got this cute little coffee bar in the back and we serve great coffee and like bubbly water for the kids and cookies and whatnot. So it's very much a community event and you can bring your kids. And so we had the Real Family Singers in last week and we had a few teenagers there who were really inspired by the Real Family Singers and, you know, a couple of teenage boys who are big time music lovers. And one of them is actually studying Irish clogging just for fun. And so after the concert, you know, he got to go up and talk to Quillen Rowe. And, you know, for anybody who doesn't know the Real Family Singers, they're just like a staple 20 years or something like that in the Twin Cities music scene and full-time touring artists. So to see these teenagers coming away from that, saying like, man, Quillen Rowe, he's the coolest. That's my dream for this series is that we could, you know, have a multi-generational situation, that it really would be all about community. And so let's see. So then we have Kelly coming up and what do you want to know about her?
Yeah. So, well, you, the other day you stopped into KEXC, you dropped us off an album, I guess just, I'm guessing you have a connection with the other Kelly, the two Kellys. You want to talk about how maybe, why did you choose her for this lineup? And then let's take a listen to a song as well, if you want to tell us something about this album, Even the Sparrow. And then we can hear a little example of Kelly's music.
Okay.
And this is Kelly Smith we're speaking to, the artistic director.
Yeah, so I'm Kelly Smith.
Of the Grassroots Concert and, Series.
Yep. And she's Kelly Hunt. And, well, the reason that I booked her is because I am a huge fan. She is one of my favorite living artists and songwriters. And so what happened was I was booked for a couple shows in the Driftless area of Iowa. And I saw that she was on the lineup too. So I was mowing my lawn one day and sometimes, you know, I try if I can, if I know I'm going to play a show with a new artist I've never heard, I'll try to listen to some of their music ahead of time. And so I'm mowing the lawn and I turn on her debut record and listen to the first song, Across the Great Divide. And I was just transported, you know, instantly. And I would describe that album as, and I hope this isn't something that I'm stealing from her, you know, her bio on her website, but this feels very true for me that whole album, it's like a book you can't put down and it's magic. And Kelly Hunt is magic. Her singing, her guitar playing. She plays an old 1920s tenor banjo as well, and then a more modern banjo, like clawhammer style. She's just the whole deal.
Let's take a listen to a little bit of that song you just mentioned, Across the Great Divide. It's the first song from her album, Even the Sparrow.
Those words I long to hear, they ring like a melody that lingers in my ear. And I trace the words upon your lips, the better for to hear and to etch the memory in my mind of a love I'd only ever hoped to find. Oh, one more time, won't you place your hand upon my breast? The heart that knows no rest, the heart that knows you most of all, the heart that loves you best. And that broken though it be goes marching on and renders its love into a song. Well, I am flooded as a broken down dam, and I am busted as a highwayman. You hit me on my blind side and you slipped
dried through my hands and fragments flung so far I don't see how I'll ever get a home to myself now.
I don't even want to end it, but we'll hear more from her. That is a song from Kelly Hunt, November 7th, next up on the Grassroot Concert Series. There we go, still going. Fall, winter lineup. Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
And the whole album kind of continues in that. I like that in like a book you can't put down.
Yeah, it is. It's so wondrous. And then her second album is called Ozark Symphony. And it's, you know, as the title might suggest, like, a little bit, there's more production in there, and that too, it's wonderful. And it's Kelly, both are Kelly Hunt, but you know, different production styles, so they're really great to listen back to back to.
Alrighty, and then next up after that, November 21st is the Weary Ramblers, and December 5th, who you talked a little bit about, directly inspired by John Kerner, is Jack Klatt. So yeah, just briefly, what kind of music are those two ones?
Yeah, the Weary Ramblers, they are a folk duo from Iowa. And so that's going to be Chad Elliott and Catherine Severine Fox. Chad Elliott is a prolific songwriter. And Catherine also, and she's going to be adding fiddle sounds to his guitar playing. There'll be some harmonica. That's so classic folk, right? They'll be singing some tight harmonies, and I met these guys too in Iowa at a gig, and they're just so delightful in concert, and they've just released another album called Driftwood, so this will actually be part of their album release tour. And so I just feel like we're really lucky to have them come. This is the furthest north.
Okay.
That they have been.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
This will be their debut in the North Country. So
wonderful.
And then Jack Klatt. Yep. And you know, all of these artists I've heard perform, and that I'm personally a fan of them. Jack Klatt, he's one of those guys that has like an unfair amount of swagger. And you know,
I like that description.
And so he's gonna come, and he's gonna mostly pick on his guitar.
Yep.
He'll probably play the harmonica for us as well. His songwriting is fantastic. It's going to feel a little country blues inspired, and a little, even like the Everly Brothers, a little bit of that feel in there.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I like that description. It's kind of got that, I don't know if old timey is the right word, like a Pokey Lafarge kind of thing that it makes me think of, just this troubadour that's effortlessly cool.
Yeah. And it's so annoying, you know, when you're like,
you're cool too, Kelly. I think everyone would agree with that. Yeah. So you're the artistic director of this Grassroots Concert Series. I guess before we let you go, has this given you kind of a new appreciation for this side of the music? I don't want to call it industry, of the music arts scene. And then when you were an artist, were there, I'm guessing you've had some experiences that you were kind of like, that wasn't great. If I ever do this, I'm going to do things a lot better. Could you talk a little bit about just a little more about kind of switching over from, or still being a musician very much, but now you're got hands in both sides.
Yeah. I have hands in both sides now. I'm still very much, you know, predominantly still working on my own music. But absolutely, that being an artist has informed so far, you know, how I, you know, what I'm working towards, or, you know, as an artistic director, as the person kind of overseeing these shows being put on. And one thing that stands out to me is hospitality. You know, just at the first concert, the Royal Family Singers, I found myself, you know, just bouncing around from this person to that person, and making sure the artists are well taken care of, and well fed, and little things like, you know, okay, well, we're going to order pizza for the artists and all of our volunteers, but I know, as a singer, I would never eat cheese before a gig, you know? So it's like, okay, why don't you here's the menu. You tell us what you want and we'll get that for you. So a lot of it comes down to hospitality and, you know, also supporting those artists. So one thing that's cool about Grassroots is because we have the space that we use donated to us, and because we're volunteer run, and we've got a couple sponsors, like the Country Inn & Suites is sponsoring our hotel stays for our artists this season. And Brendan Flynn over at Blue Cross Blue Shield, they're sponsoring some of our operating costs. We are able to pay our artists well, and that is so important. And it's great because we can offer that to artists who maybe wouldn't drive that far otherwise to come to North Central Minnesota, you know, and especially a rural place. So Nisswa is not a big town, but you know, they know they're going to be, you know, supported in all of the important ways. We put them up in the hotel. So I think a lot of that stuff is stuff that I'm thinking about because I'm about to go on tour with Kelly Hunt in about a week. You know, and it's so lovely when the venue puts you up in a hotel afterwards that you're not sleeping in your car. So,
well, I just wanted to say, you know, when we had heard that there was potentially an end of the Grassroots concert series, all very sad here at KAXC, and just want to thank you for stepping up and filling this role. I think it really lives up to the title of Grassroots so, so well, and it's really nice to see that it's going to be continuing on. And looking forward to all of these shows. So thank you for doing that, Kelly. Thank you for coming on today and giving us a little preview of the rest of this fall winter lineup. And a reminder, Kelly Hunt on November 7th.
Little burdens you couldn't bear to give away. There's so many obstacles that undermined our strength. And suddenly the walls came tumbling down. And in the rubble you were nowhere to be found. The hardest part is knowing circumstances are to blame. The heavy weight of grief, uncertainty.
Some more from this Friday's Grassroots performer, Kelly Hunt there. She will be in Nisswa 7 o'clock this Friday. Thank you to Kelly Smith for joining us and talking about that long-running series. Continuing now with Smith as the artistic director. This is Headwaters here on KAXC. I'm your host, Malachi Coons. Got about 8 more minutes, then we have the World Cafe at 11 o'clock. We received support from the First National Bank of Coeur d'Alene since 1906, serving the needs of the community and working with their friends and neighbors with branches in Coeur d'Alene and Grand Rapids. More information at CoeurDAlenebank.com, member FDIC. And support comes from the Blandin Foundation, strengthening rural Minnesota. More at BlandinFoundation.org. Here is the Bel Air Lip Balms.
I need you to hold me. I need you to care. I need you to listen. They won't understand. Don't let them tell you. Don't let them tell you. Don't let them tell you. Don't let them tell you.
like a cold in August. Is there a pill to stop the body aches? She touched my hair, said, wanna be chaotic. I'll do my time and pray it all away. She took all my plans and tossed them. Drew up all my lines and crossed them. Caution, talking to a guilty conscience. I don't really think I'm seeing straight. If I was born another time, another state, would I be torn between someone you love and someone you tolerate? It off and I won't think about it. Touch her, how her skin and hair and lips would pull me under. If I was born another time, another state, would I be torn between someone you love and someone you tolerate? I'm too afraid of what you think and who's above. But if she was a boy, I'd be in love, I'd be in love. If I was born,
if she was a boy, Gatlin had taken us out of headwaters today. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.com.